The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Big tech CEOs are back in the U.S. Capitol. The heads of Facebook, Google, and Twitter will testify before members of the House Energy and Commerce Committee on misinformation in their platforms. The remote hearing is the fourth for Mark Zuckerberg and Jack Dorsey, and the third for Sundar Pichai, the latest in a series highlighting concerns over moderating online content. Simon Marks joins us from Washington, D.C. Now, Simon, what's Congress hoping to achieve here? Do you see a potential standoff between lawmakers and big tech?
Oh, I think there's no question about that, Liz. This hearing began with members of the committee offering a searing indictment of the tech company executives they were about to question. We heard one member of the committee saying, "Self-regulation has reached the end of the road. Your companies are a hotbed of misinformation." Another urged the tech executives to be good Samaritans, said that he was appealing to their moral compass and urging them to do away with the amount of misinformation that their respective platforms had allowed to spread, not just during America's presidential election last year, but on a continuing basis every single day. This is the first hearing at which tech executives have appeared before elected members of Congress since the January 6th attack on Congress by conspiracy theory believing supporters of former President Donald Trump. Many members of this committee believe that insurrection on Capitol Hill was fueled in very large measure by the fact that so many of former President Trump's supporters were believing the misinformation that they had found online. So they're holding out a very high bar for these tech executives to reach. While Mark Zuckerberg, we know, is going to tell them that no company has done more than Facebook to combat misinformation, it's highly likely that he's going to be told by members of the committee that's a pretty low bar.
Yeah, so as you've mentioned, you know, this hearing is part of efforts to find accountability for that siege. Now, the Biden administration seems to want to take a tougher stance against tech giants. Where do the Republicans stand on this?
Yeah, I mean, the Biden administration and the Republicans are not marching in lockstep on this issue. While it's true that the tech executives don't have very many friends on Capitol Hill, the proposed solutions vary. And one of the issues, of course, that Republicans have lighted upon over the last year is this claim that conservative voices are being censored online at a much greater degree than left-wing voices. And so they believe that cancel culture is absolutely alive and well in the hearts of these tech companies. So we're going to see some very tough questioning from Republicans about whether conservative viewpoints are being unfairly targeted. That's not the position the Democrats take. The Democrats argue these companies are just too large. They need to be broken apart. They need to face far more stringent federal regulation than they currently face. And the Democrats are not embracing the argument that Republicans are making that the companies are censoring voices or suppressing information with any kind of political tilt against right-wing voices. So we'll see all of that demonstrated throughout these hearings and in the days and weeks ahead.
All right, thanks for that. Simon Marks speaking to us from Washington, D.C.
Thanks for listening to Simon Marks Reporting. And if you like what you heard, click the subscribe button and come back soon for more. And I'd love it if you'd give me a review. Those can be hugely helpful in spreading the word. Thanks a lot. More from me soon.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right Rug.